takes a lot of water to fix that freeze-dried food.
Uh-huh.
I went to Camp Bird Adams for a week at a time, a number of times. And over on Altoona, we helped our own camps. Mm-hmm. You teach them how to swim, how to take care of themselves.
How many boys went on the hike?
There was 10.
That
was 10. 10 went on that one. Uh-huh. Well, we went up hike a day or two several times. 10 or 15, 20 miles. My boys have been all over Georgia. The Appalachian Trail in Georgia. It starts down the Four Falls and goes to Bly Gap, I believe it is. It's right at the North Carolina line. They've been all of Georgia and part of North Carolina. See, the Appalachian Trail starts in Maine, comes right down, and ends it out there, out of Four Falls. See, the Appalachian Mountains is the dividing line of the waterfall. All the water that falls east of the Appalachian Trail goes into the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And all the water that flows on the west side of the Appalachian Trail goes into the Gulf of Mexico. So it's the dividing line for the waterfall,
uh-huh.
The Appalachian Trail.
How'd they like that freeze-dried food?
Well, they didn't like it too well. It kept you going, but I don't think they want to try it more.
Did you not have any of the regular
kind? Well, nothing else, but we had food. You can go candy, little pieces of candy.
Okay. Did you ever get lost when you were
No, never did. We had these geographic maps,
mm-hmm.
and of the area that was in, mm-hmm. we had compasses and everything. We'll find where you're at. You know, see, that shows the altitude and the mountains and the valleys and everything.
Had you been hiking much before that?
Oh, yes, I've been hiking with the boys for years. We grew up and just maybe stay a day or two. But a 50-miler, that's the first time we've ever done that. And the only time that I know anything about our troops.
Did any of them, any of the 10 ever get tired?
Oh, yeah, they got tired. One boy, I just almost cried when we got back and I saw his feet.
Wow.
Oh, his feet were blistered, it was something off.
Really?
I don't see how he made it. But he did.
Did he not have the right kind of shoes?
Well, he had the right kind of shoes, but he didn't have them broke in, and he heard over the radio or the television or something about putting on a pair of silk sockets next to his feet and then putting another pair over them,
uh-huh.
and it wouldn't blister his feet. And I didn't know it because he'd already did it. I just had to put on some good thick socks, and he'd already blistered them. Somebody misinformed. The shoes weren't broken enough. We need to have a good broken shoe for a while. But he had on practical relatives. A few pair of shoes and then he's putting those silk stockings next to his feet and then putting that other pair over him. That shoe. But boy, his feet was a mess.
Did any of them ever ask you how much farther it was?
Oh, yeah. We had a Appalachian Trail group, and it gives us a distance from one point to another. And we also had one of these things you strap on your leg. What do you call that thing?
Strap on your leg?
Yeah, and give you, tell you how far you go.